Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you for taking time to value the holy, beautiful, powerful, active Word of God, and for loving prayer and just for welcoming it into your life. And I do pray that this podcast informs the way you interact with Scripture, and it informs the way you pray for the people in your life. And I know that many of you are carrying heavy burdens of people right now, and I just want to let you know that the Lord is aware of that, and He loves you, and He wants to carry that burden for you. All right, we're going to finish chapter 38 of Exodus in verses 17 through 31, and this is what it says. The sockets for the pillar were of bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver, the capitals were overlaid with silver, all the pillars of the court had silver bands. The screen for the gate of the court was the work of the embroiderer of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. 20 cubits was the length, and the height along the width was 5 cubits, like the hangings of the court. Their pillars were 4, and sockets 4 of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their fillets of silver. All the pins of the tabernacle and all around the court were of bronze. These are the amounts of materials used for the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Yahweh commanded Moses. With him was Aholiab, the son of Ahimasak, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a skillful workman, and an embroiderer in blue, in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work and all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver of those who were counted of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A beka, a head, that is a half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who passed over, to those who were counted from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were casting for the casting of the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for the 100 talents, one talent per socket. From the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made fillets for them. The bronze of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With this, he made the sockets of the door of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, all the vessels of the altar, the sockets around the court, the sockets of the gate of the court, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins around the court. Mind if I pray for you? Lord God, what a beautiful privilege it is just to be able to pray to you and to thank you for all of the abundance and supply that you gave the Israelites during this time. They had what you needed for that temple, and they gave it freely. And so, Lord, you've given us everything for life and godliness in order to live the life that we need to live. You've given us the Holy Spirit. Help us to tap into it freely. Help us to freely give our lives away. And I also just am impressed about how much work it must have been to carry the elements of this tabernacle. They were heavy, made of bronze, of silver, and of gold, and that it took work to worship you and to fulfill the calling that you had for each of the people of the nation of Israel. And so, Lord, sometimes we so casually look at how we gather now as the church, New Testament Christians. We just take it for granted and we don't do the heavy lifting. Lord, this week I pray would be a week that we truly, truly repent before you, that we prepare our hearts so that we have receptive hearts to hear your word, to hear your gospel, to hear your love spoken over us. And Lord, help us to do that heavy lifting before we make it to church. Church is not about us getting stuff necessarily. It's also about us giving. It's about servanthood. It's about receiving from you and then also giving back what you've given us. And so there's this beautiful inflow and outflow that happens. And so, Lord, just prepare our hearts for that this week. We want to receive your inflow and we want to experience your outflow. Lord, help us not to take for granted our assembly together, but to cherish it. I thank you so much for your presence that goes before us, behind us, beside us, and help us to walk in joy and purpose and intention today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I pray today is a day full of joy.